Amen. Put your hands together to welcome our daddy in the Lord, the very Reverend Damian Odoji. Hallelujah. Celebrate grace. Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter. Please listen to me. Let's go to the book of First Samuel, okay? Chapter number 2 from verse 8. Just stay with me. Pastor said we are standing, so let's stand for a while. Praise God. Amen. So he has already apologized. So no need for me to apologize. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8. Now, thank you. Thank you. Please open your Bibles. If your eyes are sharp, look here. It's okay. Praise God. Praise God. 1, 2. Let's read. He raises the poor from the dust. Who raises the poor? He raises the poor. Whether you like it or not, God is interested in raising the poor. He raises the poor from where? Anybody on dust who is in dust? God is about to raise you up in the name of Jesus. The word dust means nothing available. Nothing to account for. Well, who is in dust does not even know where the next meal comes from. But this morning, I want to announce to someone, God is set for you to bring the next meal for you in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the next part. 1, 2. And lifts what? The beggar from the ash heap. Well, let's go. To set them among princes. This is what God can do. Tell them also, this is what God can do. You know, some of us are thinking I can't be a prince, but you are a prince. Come on, you are a prince. You are a princess. Come on, you're not hearing what I say. You are a princess. Am I communicating? Tell your friend, I am a prince. I am a prince. Am I communicating to somebody? I am a princess. Am I communicating to somebody? I don't know what the words say. I don't know what people say. I am a prince. Am I communicating to somebody? That is the identity of Christ. The Bible says he was not afraid to call them their brothers and sisters. Hebrews said, Jesus is not afraid to call you my brother, my sister. Can you imagine? Jesus is calling me his brother. Ah! He's calling you what? Yes! Jesus is not afraid to call them their brothers and their sister. So when we say you're a sister, you are doubting yourself. Jesus said, I'm not afraid to call you. I hope Jesus will not be afraid to call you, right? Am I communicating to somebody? So you are a prince? You are a princess. Tell your neighbors, I am a prince. I'm a princess. Don't mind how I look. Come on, say, don't mind how I look now. But I know there is a seed of greatness in me right now. And I must be great. Come on, I thought I'm not hearing. I said I must be great. Come on, shout it louder. Amen. Just go back to that scripture because they are going to sing the next part. Yes. Now, 1, 2, let's go. And make them what? Inherit the throne of glory. Hey, there is a throne that is waiting for you. It's not a throne of shame. It's not a throne of disgrace. It's not a throne of disappointment. It's not a throne of failure. Oh, somebody's not hearing what I'm talking about. It's not a throne to put you to at the back, but it's a throne of glory. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. If you shout it, but I am a seed of greatness. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord. And he set the wall upon me. Every theme around belongs to him. Okay. The second part. Come on, go ahead. The second part.
I know there's more that's found in you.
It is in you. That's what I want to hear.
We know there's more that's found in you.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. Come on.
We know. There's more that's found in you.
It is in me. It is in me. It is in me.
It's in you, Lord.
Ayala ba 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 ba.
We know.
Iyakala Just wait, because of time. Watch someone and say, oh God, unlock the seat of my honor. Unlock the seat of my honor. That brother, you can say, unlock her seat of honor. Can you hold one another and begin to pray for one another? Unlock that brother's seat of honor. Unlock that sister's seat of honor. Seat of honor. Unlock, unlock, unlock my seat of honor. Unlock my brother's seat of honor. Unlock that sister, the seat of honor. Unlock my family. Unlock my tongues. Unlock my children. Hey, unlock them. Unlock them. Unlock me. Bala, bala, gada, laga, baga, laba, lagada, laba, laga, laga, laba, laga, laga, bala, leke, baga, leke, kete, leke, baga, leke, laba, leke, bala, leke, 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 ah, unlock that brother, unlock that sister, leke, bobo, leke, teke, lepa, teke, leke, 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 balaga, unlock my seat of honor. Unlock our seat of honor. Unlock our seat of honor. Unlock our seat of dignity. Bareke teke te. Makreka lava soto. Lekre te bazote. Mabreke teke te. Braka la busha. Ah. 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 Lay hands on yourself right now. Leave that prayer, it's not yet. Lay hands and say, Lord, unlock my seat of honor. Unlock my seat of dignity. Unlock my seat of greatness. Unlock my seat to be destined for the best. Unlock it now. Maketaba. Pray like a minute. Pray like a minute. Let the heavens answer you now. Kepakuta. Ikrakata. Lord, unlock. Unlock my seat of honor. Ikababa. Please, just play keyboard. Come on, pray for yourself. Forget keyboard now. Pray now. Come on. Lay hands. Forget keyboard, my friend. Lakada, lay hands on yourself. This is a moment of prayer. Leka baba baba baba. Rekete kete brakada. Lekete brakada kada. Unlock my seat now. Puta kitaka brakada. Man krekete kesete. Rekete balakada. Rekete brakala baba. Rekete tete tete tete. Rekete baba baba. Unlock my seat. Unlock my seat of honor. Unlock my seat of honor. Rede de baba baba. Rege de baragada. Rege de baragada. Rege de gebragada. Unlock my seat. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Job chapter 14, verse 4. Stand up a while. Pastor has apologized. Don't worry about me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Is it good? See how far you brought me.
That's right.
Is it good? I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know is your grace.
Job.
All my days.
Thank you, Father.
I will see. Amen.
Job 14, 14. Job 14, 14. I think, okay, let's see. Praise God. I hope I'll be in the last track. Are we there? All right. One, two, let's go. Man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart service, I will wait till my change comes. Can I shout it louder? Amen. Today, your change will come.
Amen.
Somebody's not telling me. I said, your change will come.
Amen.
By the reason of this service, whatever refused to change must change today.
Amen. Amen.
If Job could say so, Job 14:14. Ah, listen to it. Please get back. Get back. If a man die, shall he live again? No. But all the days, because when you die, nothing. Am I communicating? But he said, why am I alive? All the days of miss my heart service. How many of us know that we are working heart service, right? You know, some of us don't check on us. But I thank God some people keep checking on me. Daddy, how was your week? I'll say, it was not an easy week. Every week, pastor will send me that note. How was your week? Shout a louder amen. Amen. We know how we work, correct? Am I communicating? Some of us don't even breathe. From one to one. 1 minute is not there for yourself. Yet we are here standing strong. Say all the days of my heart service, I will wait till my change comes. Until my change comes. Until my situation changes. The change of my family must come. The change for your home must come. That change you are looking for your children must come. Somebody's not with me. That change you are looking for yourself must come. Circumstances must change. Somebody hearing what I'm talking about? I don't know about you, but I'm expectant. I don't know about you. I am so expectant. If I, a child of God, then my change must come. Am I communicating? So you are going to pray this prayer now for yourself before we go to the word. My change must come. My change must come. God, change must come. In my service, my change must come. In my office, my change must come. In my business, heart service, whatever you are doing, housewife, husband, whatever it is, my change must come. Begin to pray that prayer now. Come on, let me hear you pray. ZTT, it's a small prayer. Pray that prayer like you mean it. That admission. That admission you are looking for, you had it. It is coming. That project, it shall be established. It shall be my change is here now. It's here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. My change is right here. By your power, I take delivery of my change, of my situation. I take delivery of what God is about to do. I take delivery of God's plan for my life. I take delivery of God's blessings. I take delivery of God's divine honor. They change for my children. They change for my family. They change for Kessia, my pastors, ministers, and heads. Leads coming like in all workers in this church, all members of this church. Their change is sure. Their change is sure. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I said, in Jesus' precious name. I say your change must be established from today. Can I hear louder? Amen. After this prayer, door shall be open for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have not come to serve God in vain. We have not come to worship the God of Israel in vain. He did not call the sons of Jacob in vain. Brother, there is a package for everyone. The greatest package is salvation. And salvation is the totality of all. Am I communicating to someone in the house? I want to pray for someone. If you have suffered rejection before, I want to pray for you. Before I go to my message, I just want to pray for someone who has suffered rejection before, because there must be a change of story today. Somebody's not hearing what I'm talking about. I said there must be a change today in the name of Jesus. I don't care what is yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but today it must appear. I said I'm mandated to pray for that person right now. Raise up your hands. I'm going to pray with you wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you if you have suffered rejection in the past. I want to pray that there will be a rewriting of your story right now. Something has to be rewritten right now. Am I communicating to somebody? I'm serious. God has called me to pray for rejection today. Listen to me. The two scriptures we read, it is the situation of Hannah and that of Job. Am I communicating? So you can understand that these are men like you and me. Women like you. So I gave one illustration of a woman, and I gave another illustration of what? Of a man. Am I communicating to somebody? But those people saw ahead that no matter the rejection, God changed their story. Am I communicating to somebody? I said God changed their story. Job suffered what? Rejection. In the hands of even including his wife. But today, there's a news for you. Some of you, your hands were up and down. Forget it. This is your moment. Don't look at anybody, my friend. Don't look at anybody. Raise up your hands. I'm going to pray with you now. Something is about to happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I raise my hands up right now. As you have mandated me this morning, I want to pray for every soul in this church. Whatever rejection they have faced in the past, hard situations in the past, failures in the past, Father, disgrace and shame in the past and in the present, by your mighty hands, I stand this altar that had worked for us and for others, that from today I reverse that rejection in the name of Jesus. As I reverse that rejection, I reverse that rejection. As I reverse that rejection, as a priest over this house, I say, I command whatever shame and disgrace from today is reversed in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you go, you shall be accepted. I say, anywhere you step in, you shall be accepted. Wherever your feet step in, you shall be accepted. I say, wherever you go, you shall be accepted. Those who disregard you will regard you now. I said, those who disregard you will regard you from now. I place in your foreheads the mark of acceptance, the mark of love, the mark of peace, the mark of joy, the mark of acceptance, the mark of honor, the mark of dignity. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, it is settled. Shout it louder, amen. Let's praise God for a few minutes for these wonders that God has done now. I want to dance to God. Few minutes, 3-5 minutes, worship, I mean, praise, dance. Just thanking God that God has accepted you. You are now regarded.
Shabby permanent, what the Lord has done for me. He shall be permanent, permanent.
He shall be permanent.
Oh,
he shall be permanent.
What the Lord has done for me.
He shall be permanent.
He shall be permanent.
He shall be permanent. He shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me. He shall be permanent.
He shall be permanent. He shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me. He shall be permanent. Permanent.
He shall be permanent.
He
shall be permanent.
What the Lord has done for me.
He shall be permanent.
Permanent.
He shall be permanent.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Don't be sad, the grace. Now God has the praise. Oh,
don't be sad, the grace. Now my God has the praise. Oh,
don't be sad, the grace. Now God has the praise. Oh,
don't be sad, the grace. Now my God has the praise. Oh,
don't be sad, the grace. Now God has the praise.
Let's just dance. Come on, come on, thank God. He has accepted your worship.
God has the praise. Oh,
my God has the praise. Oh,
now God has the praise.
Oh, my God has the praise. Oh.
This
can go another one day.
Ah,
this can
go
another one day.
Ah, come on, come on, come on.
This can go another one in all day.
Ah, this can go another one.
He's God, God.
Hallelujah. Take your seat in his presence. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Choir, thank you for everyone. We appreciate God because I see testimonies all around in the name of Jesus. Today we'll be talking about a seed of greatness. In this few minutes we have, the seeds of greatness. Seeds of greatness. I want to say to everyone, there is a seed that is in you. There is a potential in you that the world is yet to know. Praise God. There's something inside of you that's aching and that the world will know that someone that God has redeemed. The Bible says that the whole world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. In our scriptural references, we took the book of Mark from chapter 26 and to 32. It is about the parable of the mustard seed. The parable of the mustard seed. If this is not important, Jesus would have not put it or written it in the scripture. And I believe that those of you will understand that the mustard seed is one of the littlest seed above all. Very tiny. Mark chapter number 4, sorry. I think, right? Chapter number 4, you right? 4 from verse 26, sorry. 4 verse 26. It is Matthew 13 from verse 31, because these are references. You can get the same in Matthew 13 from verse 31. You can get the same in Luke chapter 13 from 18 to 19, from 18 downwards. But let's go to Mark 4. I think that's our pivotal scripture. We go there quickly and go through it from verse 26, just to read through, please, to remind us again. This is a parable from Jesus. And for your information, you understand that Jesus made this message so simple. There was no complication in his message. He wants his audience to understand and come to his level. And so in most times, these are the things he said, the things we use, and the things we are accustomed to in those days. And he said, and he began to say, and he said, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if a man scattered a seed on the ground. As if a man scattered a seed on the ground. Yes, go to verse 27. I should sleep by night, and sleep by night, and rest by day. That's who we are. And the seed should sprout out and grow. Himself does not know how. I want to tell somebody, you will not know how God will change your story. No, amen is not louder. Where you least expected the miracle, it shall come to pass. Amen. He said, you will not know how. There's something in the hand of God that only he knows how to do it. Despite our degrees, despite our certificates, despite our competences, there is a God that knows how. He knows how. He knows how to go about your situation. He knows how to go about that thing you are looking unto him for. Sometimes we are burdened. We go tonight and sleep with burden. We wake up with burden. But God said, brother, you don't know how I go about it. May I speak to someone today and this early morning? There's a God that knows how to go about your story. He knows how to go about your situation. Come on, amen. It's not sounding like I know what I'm talking about. Where will I find a husband? God know how. Yes, I am sure Mama pray for that. All of you understand because these are born again people. You were asking, how do I get a husband? But they know how God went and fetched their husbands. Am I communicating to somebody? How do I get a job? There's a know-how job. I may not know all the organization, but there is a God that knows how. I may not know how to go about getting that admission. One of our deacons testified that the son got admission in one of the good schools. Yeah, UN, University of Onsuka is one of the best schools in Nigeria. All of us know. Am I communicating? He's here, but a God of know-how. And you know, admission in Nigeria is never easy. It's very competitive. Am I communicating to somebody in the house? And for your son to excel in JAMB, excel in, WAEC and NECO. If it's not WAEC, it is NECO, one way or the other. And then getting admission to study in UN is not easy. It's not a state university. But you don't know how. But a God of know-how went in there. Am I communicating to somebody? Tell your friend, you may not know how to go about it. That direction. What next? But a God of know-how will do it for you. Come on, if you believe it, shout a better amen. Am I communicating to somebody? I serve a God of know-how. He has a bread for everybody. So he finished or we have not finished? Have we finished? All right, let's go down, please. I beg you. I know we've not finished. I just want to. Okay, let's go to verse 28. Quickly. For the earth yields crops by itself. First what? Please underline that. First the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. The full grain in the head. Yes, am I communicating? Under that, first the blade. And when the grain. So if you see, hallelujah, get back. Tell you about the process. We're going to be talking about very soon process. Now go back to verse. That's what it is, right? Now, we know, I don't know how. But the Bible says the earth yields crops by itself. So originality of the earth is to yield crops. Come on. The original form of the earth is what? To yield what? Crops. And where we are? We're on the earth. So my own crops must come off. Am I communicating? That is the original plan of God. He pumped the air so that he can eat crops for who? You and me to eat. Am I communicating? You must have yours. As long as you are born on this earth, you must have yours. Then the Bible says, first the blade. First the blade means when a seed is planted. Shout a louder amen. Does it bear fruit immediately? Farmers, even if you don't farm, at least you know how people farm. Praise God. Amen. So unfortunately, we still have some people here don't even know how rice is planted. Praise God. But they are good in eating rice. Shout a louder amen. But I think the farmers will understand that when you plant rice, it takes some few months before it's harvested. Am I correct? I'm sure the maximum should be 4 months, right? And 4 months, thank you. All right. 3 to 4 months. Don't ask me questions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? Because there are some people who want to retire and be farming, so they know everything about farming. And my brother is number one. Praise God. Shout a louder amen. He knows his goal, so he's only to go and farm. That's all. Praise God. Am I communicating to someone? See the blade. First saw the seed will spring up, right? Tell your number, say, I'm springing up. I may be a seed now, right? In every seed, there is what? A fruit. In every seed, there is a harvest. You are that seed. Because you carry the identity of Christ. It's inside of you. People may not see your fruit now. People may not enjoy your harvest now. But brother, I am the seed in the making. Probably what comes out is the first thing that people don't understand. It what comes out is the blade. The blade means the other one that starts up. Right? Am I communicating? That's the blade. So it takes time to keep coming. And once it starts coming, the Bible says after the blade, now the ear. Am I correct? Give me King James because that will be better for me. Hallelujah. The head. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go here. Now, first the blade, then what? The head. All right? Now, We call it, King James says, the ear, right? Am I correct? Am I communicating? If you have King James, fair first, because I'm used to that. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay? Okay, if you cannot, no problem. After that, what happened? The full grain, we are in the head. Am I communicating to somebody? So the point is that if you can have seed, so you have seed, and the moment you see the tree is growing or the fruit is growing, you wait after 2 months, you see, didn't see anything. You say, let me cut it. Brother, you have cut your harvest. Am I communicating? Because God himself said there is a process. The blade, the head, the full kernel. Come. Am I communicating? In King James, that's what they said. Amen. He said, and thus, wow, what happened? Messenger Bible. Praise God. These guys are changing the situation for me. Now I love this one. First the blade, then what? The ear, and after that the full corn. So you will see before the full corn, you will have what comes up like a seed, I mean like a fruit. Am I communicating? And then before it gets into what? Maturity. Am I speaking to somebody? Before it goes into what? Maturity. I don't know the level you are in right now, but I want to declare to somebody, you will get into your full maturity. Oh, come on, come on. I say you get into your full maturity. God will take you there. You will not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Your seed will not be buried. Come on, your seed will not wither. Okay, am I communicating to somebody? I say your seed will not wither. Your seed will not be cemented. Am I speaking to somebody? It will not come onto a hard ground. I declare from this moment, you will enjoy your full corn. Full corn of your blessings. You've worked hard and suddenly they want to terminate you. That's not your portion. You will enjoy your service. I speak to somebody. I say you'll enjoy your service. Am I communicating to someone? Let's go down quickly because of time. Let's go down because I don't want to do it there. Now, but when the fruit is what? Brought forth, what happened? Immediately. He put out what? His hand in the sickle because of what? The harvest has come. Oh, your harvest will come. I say your harvest will come. Oh, tell somebody, don't you see my harvest? Hallelujah. Am I communicating? It must come. You must enjoy your home. I say you must enjoy your marriage. Oh, I'm speaking to someone here. I say you must enjoy your marriage. You can't labor with that man after 4 years. Now he's not seeing a young girl. You must enjoy your marriage. Am I communicating to somebody? Your harvest must come. You must live to enjoy your children. Can I hear better? Amen. You can't give birth to that child and suffer at the end. I've seen children who grown up and they forsake their mother. They forsake their father. They train them. They give them the best. But now, another lady will come and say, no, forget that your old daddy. His time has... May God help you. If anybody is telling you your father, his time has gone, don't send them anything. It is our time now. Am I communicating? Watch out, oh, if you are here. If you are here. You hear me? Go back and start doing something for your father. Am I communicating to somebody? And you ladies, don't be too greedy to stop that man from giving to his father and his parents. And his mother and parents. Am I communicating to someone? And you men also, the same. They suffer for you. The moment you get one lady, you know now that your father and your mother, the house is dirty. Shut up. Now you realize that the house is dirty. Now that house is not a better house. My friend, now when you go home, you stay in the hotel. You stay in the hotel. Your parents are still living in that house, but now you go to five-star hotel to pay some amount of money because you have arrived. And you know the amount you pay for that amount of that money is able to feed your parents. Breakfast they don't have, but you feel you have arrived. You stay in the hotel and visit them the time they like. My brother, cost is that son. I hope you still love me, oh. Cost is just young men and young women. Why would you do that? People took their pains. You are a seed for them. Now your harvest has come. You don't even know anyhow. And you said you carry the seed of greatness. See the greatness. Shows the Bible says. It says in the book of Matthew chapter 13. If you go back there, it says, and it became a big tree. The seed became what? A big tree. And other birds came and lodged. You can't say you'll be great when there are no people to lodge and to harvest from your greatness. Some of you are so selfish to the point that nobody nears you. God has said, God has blessed you, but you are telling others, waka. How can you be a creature of greatness? Shout a louder amen. Oh, I love you. I say I love you. But you know, I told you unlock your seat of honor, right? I pray for that your change will come, right? So I still tell you the truth. Am I communicating to someone? Shout a louder amen. All right, now, can I say something? Few minutes before we proceed. Note that in that scripture, we are made to understand something. That there is a greatness, there's a seed of greatness on every child of God. There is what? A seed of greatness, number one. There's a seed of greatness on every child of God. The Bible made us to understand that he that cometh from above is what? Is above all. So there is greatness inside of you. Tell somebody and tell yourself again, there's greatness inside of me. Louder, say there's greatness inside of me. Am I communicating? You must understand that. Number two, you are not empty. Tell somebody, I'm not empty. Say, I am not empty. The seed of God is in me. So are you empty? Come on, louder. Say, tell your members, I'm not empty. Am I coming? Number one, you carry the seed of greatness. And number two, you are not empty. You are not. Never. Don't think of yourself. Of God is me. There's a seed of God in me. Am I communicating? So you are not an empty person. We all know that Rome was not built in a day. Today, many people go to Rome. But if you ask the history, it was centuries ago, right? Am I communicating to someone? So some people pay the price to build it to where it is. Am I communicating? And now most of us now go for tourism to see what others have done. So may I say to somebody, that thing you are looking for is not in a day. Just work on it. There's a seed in it. Come on, I said there's a seed in it. It is not empty. I am not empty. Am I communicating to somebody? I am sure of my harvest. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? All of you will understand. Okay, let me talk in the present terms of my young men and my sons and my children now. You will know the history, but I know. You will understand that Google was not in a day. You will understand Amazon was not in a day. You will understand Apple was not what? Harvest of Apple. Am I right to everybody else? Shout aloud that amen. Am I communicating to somebody? Those guys, if you see their history, go to where they started. Some of them started in a potato cabin. Some of them started even without an office. To be your seed. But remember one day, that seed will bring you joy. Come on, hear it better, amen. I say, hear better, amen. You must be great. Tell your neighbor, I must be great. Come on, say, I must be great. William Shakespeare says this, some are born great, others achieve greatness. Some have greatness thrust upon them. See, I say it again. Say, some are born great, others achieve greatness, and some have greatness trust in them. Are you born great? If you're not born great, you can achieve greatness. Am I communicating to somebody? And if you cannot achieve, someone can trust you with greatness. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, we go further. We go further. So you must seed of greatness. The four P's of greatness. Four P's of greatness. As I run quickly. The four P's of greatness. Number one, learn to plant. Simple. Learn to plant. Learn to plant anything. Plant it now, not tomorrow. When did I say it? Now, when?
Now.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses. Let me start from there. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4 to 6. I will open one scripture for you, please. Just for us to read through, finish. Are we there? Are we there? Ecclesiastes chapter 11, please just bear with me and bear with them. Right. 1, 2, let's go. Louder, louder. 1, 2. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Verse 5. And thou knowest what is the way of the spirit, how the bones grow in the womb of her that is with what? A child. And thou knowest not. That's the word, correct? You don't know the will of the spirit. You don't even know how the child grow in the womb. Am I communicating? Even as thou knowest not the works of God. Who what? Who make it all. You don't even know the work of God. Who makes? Are you God? Did God make you? Come on, say, did God make you? This is an alignment for the scripture. We just read in Mark. Now, verse 6. What did he say? Louder, help me. What did he say? In the morning, sow their seed. Is somebody here in the house? Sow your seed in the morning. And in the evening, withhold not your hand. What did he do? For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, whether both will be alack. Am I communicating? So what do you do? Plant your seed. Don't wait for a perfect harvest. Don't wait for a perfect timing, I mean. Don't wait for a perfect what? Time or perfect season. Just do your planting. Plant that good deeds. Plant that righteousness. Am I communicating? Hey, somebody hear what I'm saying? Louder. Plant that seed of what? Righteousness. Plant that seed of good deeds. Am I communicating? Plant a seed that will bring you harvest tomorrow. They plant the seed of joy and peace and honor. Whatever it is that will take you to the top, plant it. Say, Paul planted, Apollos water. Who gives the increase? God, 1 Corinthians 3:7. God, from 6 to 7. God gives what? The increase. It's God that gives the increase. So keep planting. You will get your results. I say you will get your results. And the results shall be in view for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is will not truncate your seed. No force will truncate your seed. I say no force will truncate your seed. I say no force will truncate your seed. Tell your neighbor, plant it. Plant. Keep planting. From today, you must learn how to plant. Without planting, there shall be no harvest. There is none. Number 2. You must learn to go through the process. Process. Number 2 is what? Process. Quickly. What did I say? Process. I think I read that also. I already said it. All right? Process. We talk about the blade, the ear, and the full what? The full comb. So it must pass through what? Process. But there's one scripture I want us to read. Isaiah 55, 10 to 13. 10 to 13. For reference sake, you can put 1 Corinthians 10 to 13. If somebody's there, that would be great. All right. Are we there? Thank you. Let's go again. Am I 1 Corinthians 5, 8, if you are, please. Amen. I just for reference sake, okay? Okay, now, let's go. Isaiah 55, verse 10. Let's read it quickly. And return not the errors, but water, thank you, the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the earth eater. Process. Can I hear the word process? Your process of any seed to grow, there must be a watering. Come on, am I communicating? There must be a rain to water it. You must learn to put water into your plant. Am I communicating? So when we go, we say, this place is so green. If they ask you the water that has gone there. Am I communicating to somebody? And gentlemen, some of us may be in our process. Timing. But don't give up. Don't give up. Tell neighbor, don't give up. Amen. Am I communicating? It is your waiting period. You wield the grass. You wield the grass. Because I am telling you, in the process, there will be other competition. There will be enemies. The enemies are the weeds. Am I communicating to somebody? Your enemies are what? The weeds. Because they don't care about the plant. They don't care about the seed. It is when the seed comes out, they now realize, they now come. And those are the weeds that attack your plants. From today, by the grace of God, you shall overcome those weeds in the name of Jesus. Because I'm not here to do more, I just wanted to read that scripture finish so that, because time is gone and I want to, let's read it please, because now, finish, 11, read it through. So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me what? Void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the things where I sent it. See the word of process. For you shall go out with joy. For you shall what? Go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hill shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Come on, from this moment, the field, the sea shall begin to clap their hands. Come on, I said they shall to clap their hands. Come on, let's clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a seed of greatness in you. The trees will clap for you very soon. People will clap for you very soon. Oh, come on. You are going to be having an astounding ovation very soon. When you appear, they will begin to clap for you. Because there is a seed of greatness in you. Very soon, voices are rising from this church. Very soon, talents are rising from this church. I'm not hearing what I'm talking about. I say, very soon, we shall hear of your ministration. Come on, put your hands together for the glory of God. Your community shall hear of you very soon. The people around you shall hear of you very soon. Am I communicating to somebody? No one will stop you. Number three, be patient. Number three, be patient. Number three, be patient. It's not about the process. I'm about to round up, please. It's not about it. Be patient. Tell them to be patient. No matter what happened, be patient. So let the Bible say in Galatians chapter 6 from verse 9 to say, let us not grow what? In weary. Am I communicating? In due time, we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 9 to 10. In due time, you will reap. You remember the Bible talks about in the book of James concerning Job. He said, knowing not the patience of who? Job. James 1 from 5. Pray from 16 downwards. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Let us not be worried, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. So patience, be patient. Tell your sister, be patient. Come on, tell somebody, be patient. Hallelujah, just be patient. Amen. No matter what happened, be patient. Am I speaking to someone in the house? So that is all. In James, we are understanding. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, just for record, put it down there. He said, be patient, brethren. Knowing the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And how long patience is. And it talks about the patience of Job from 16 downwards. Amen. Then the last part. Okay, for reference, put Proverbs 16:32. It says, patience is better than power. Patience is better than what? Power. Now the last part. The last part. That is the one I love much. Amen. I said, that's the one I love much. Amen. Am I complicating? I love that one. Produce. Can I hear the word produce? What is the first P? What is the first P? Second one, number three, and number four, produce. Your produce will comfort in the name of Jesus. Let's get a reference as we begin to close for today. Psalms 92 from verse 12. Psalms 92 from verse 12. Amen. For he that is planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Am I communicating to somebody? In Psalm 52 verse 8, he said, I am like an olive tree that flourish in our God. Am I communicating? So any of the scriptures you can put it on. Amen. From today you shall flourish. And then here I say you shall flourish. Your fruits shall appear. I say your fruits shall appear. Come on, I say your fruits shall appear. Amen. Give me, thank you so much. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like the cedar of Lebanon. He that is planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. He shall flourish in the courts of our God. You will flourish in the name of Jesus. Am I communicating to somebody? Amen. Now go to that Psalms 52 verse 8 and I can round up in that. As I round up. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 52 verse 8. Thank you. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you. Thank you. I stand up with this scripture, and as I round up with this scripture, I just want to tell you that go home with this understanding today. Go home with this understanding today. For in him we have overcome all. We have overcome all. Thank you, Jesus. Say with me, Lord, but I am like a green olive tree. Louder, it's there. Just don't worry. Look at it. Okay, come on. One, two, let's go. I am like what? A green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. From this moment, may you be that green olive. I louder, louder, louder. And may you be that great tree. May you be that great tree. May you be that green tree that people are looking for. Your harvest shall appear in the precious name of Jesus. From this moment, your harvest shall come. Can we bow our heads and pray just one few minutes? There are people here I'm talking to. They are far from God. They just came today because they want to be in the church after some months, after some years. And you know your relationship with Jesus is far. I just want to pray with you wherever you are. Just an act of surrender. Please, this is an important assignment. An act of surrender to God. I say, Lord, have mercy. Mercy. That's the word here. Have mercy. Have mercy. Trust. I trust in your mercy forever and ever. I trust in your mercy. Have mercy on me. Raise up your hands. I pray with you right now. In the name of the Father. Who is that needs to be saved? God bless you, brother. Don't look at anybody. God bless you, my brothers. It's your moment to say, God, I am sorry. I am sorry. Forgive me. I trust in your mercy forever and ever. Let me be that olive tree planted in your heart. Let me flourish in the course of God. I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept Jesus. Say with me, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. From this hour. So I say, from this hour, I commit myself, Lord, into your hands. Forgive me of my sins, of my trespasses. I receive you and accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Be the Lord of my life.